This is your weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. I'm Bridget Bowden. This week, Columbia Faith and Values celebrated its first anniversary. We've put together some of the best sounds from our first year.
Love your neighbor. Love your neighbor. Very important. And when I'm saying love your neighbor, it doesn't matter if he's black or yellow or green or white, you know, we're all humans.
It's a day of Thanksgiving.
God's been so good.
God's been so good to me.
Every day
he's blessing me.
Every day.
What do you think we can do if you want to identify as someone that's a kid for Jesus? What kind of things do you think you can, physically someone can see that you are a kid for Jesus?
Don't say anything.
Don't say anything, but what maybe like, can you wear? That kind of stuff. Yeah.
A white cloak.
Nice. Maybe dress like Jesus?
Yeah.
I am for peace when I see, they are for fighting. Praise the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, both now and forever.
But atheism is a presence in the world, like it or not. Agree with it or not, atheism is really growing. Millions and millions of good Americans don't believe in a God.
I've come across this notion, not just in the US, but in some other parts of the world also. It goes something like this, that all religions are sort of imperfect. But there is one religion that is uniquely flawed, and that religion is Islam. And this is a view that has to be vigorously contested.
In gratitude, I will water seeds of love in someone to me. I know you're there for me, and I am so happy.
We cannot eliminate hunger, but we can feed each other. We cannot eliminate loneliness, but we can hold each other. We cannot eliminate pain, but we can live lives of compassion.
That concludes your weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. You can read the stories behind these sounds at ColumbiaFaithandValues.com. I'm Bridget Bowden. Thanks for tuning in.